T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and on the Fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good, what is it, Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo and Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 2 o'clock. Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses, only at ShopRite. Well, how about this thing with the Mets? Now, last night I see they signed Michael Wacha to a one-year deal. The former Cardinal pitcher, he had some good years in St. Louis. I'm like, okay. I mean, it doesn't really move the needle for me. Mm-hmm. It's typical kind of Mets signing. Mm-hmm. And then I come in today and I see my partner, and he tells me they signed Rick Porcello to a one-year deal as well.
Yeah.
Now that sounds a little better.
Dude, last night, when I see the Wacha deal, and I get, it's $3 million, it's incentive-based, he's still under 30, big upside, big bounce-back year potential, all that. I say all of that may be true, but for a fifth starter, that's not what I want. For a fifth starter, my most important feature is a guy that's going to take the damn baseball 30 times and is going to give me innings. Obviously, ideally, I don't want them to have a 5 ERA, but I want them to be somewhat reliable. Michael Wacha, health-wise, is not reliable. So while it may be a worthwhile risk because you're not paying him a lot of money, the Mets don't have starting pitching depth. They didn't have starting pitching depth a year ago, and Wacha does not ease my starting pitching depth concerns. When I saw that they signed Rick Porcello, and maybe I'm out of whack. Maybe I'm not thinking straight because I'm not feeling well. The Nets blew a big lead, and there's a lot of other things.
By the way, that was a horrible. I mean, how
horrendous.
Did they lose that?
Horrendous.
They were cruising in this game.
Worst loss of the year.
I would agree.
Horrible. But I was
and
pumped.
And the Knicks won.
And they
what?
Did.
How'd that happen?
They almost blew it, too.
I know Marcus Morris had a huge game.
Yes. But when they signed Porcello, I was excited. Because here's what the Mets did. Now, I'm not saying they don't have other issues. And the offseason is like a piece of artwork. You can't really have an opinion on the artwork until everything is done.
Right.
But in this moment, the New York Mets added two starting pitchers. One guy in Rick Porcello, who was horrible last year, not going to deny it. But he goes out every 5 days.
He does.
And he starts.
And he's a guy that kind of has an every other year deal, doesn't he?
That was the case for a while, but the last 3 years have been pretty mediocre. That was the case for a while. I mean, this is a guy that won a Cy Young, but he's still relatively young. He's 31 years old.
Jersey guy, too.
Local
did he go
guy.
To Seton Hall?
Yeah.
Porcello?
Yeah. He's a local guy. He went to Seton Hall High School. Did he go to Seton Hall College? I think he was drafted out of high school. So
oh, is that
to
what
Seton
was?
Hall Prep.
Okay. Where's he from? Like
West Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
He came up when he was so young that it feels like he's been in the league for a million years. So he has a lot of innings on his arm. I mean, I think he's got 2,000 innings in his career. But he's reliable. And I like him in this division, coming to the National League, bounce back year, one-year deal, local area. This is the guy, if they were going to lose Wheeler and Stevie Cohen's beautiful money wasn't going to be infused, this is the guy I wanted.
Right, right.
And so to give me him and Wacha, oh, they have six starters. I heard Boomer saying they got six starters. What's wrong with that?
Nah, there's nothing wrong with it.
I love it.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Well, here's the concern, though. All right, this now I'm a little nervous, right? So I'm all excited. Porcello.
What, they're going to trade Syndergaard now?
Not Syndergaard, but Ken Rosenthal tweets, hey, the Mets are still looking to move money, which bothers me.
Yeah, well.
And they may move a starter. And I'm thinking a starter? They
what,
can't
starting
move.
Pitcher, you mean?
Yes. I'm like, what starter
what
are they going to move?
Moving?
Marcus Stroman? Steven Matz? Not Noah Syndergaard.
You can't move Noah. You're not moving.
You don't move anybody.
No, I agree with you. They shouldn't move. No, not you know, now. You just not a water just came over my head now.
Well, I don't think that's even a legitimate possibility that it would be a guy like Noah Syndergaard. It's just that this is depth. This is what depth looks like, and I like it.
Yes, they should just leave it alone. You got these guys on the cheap. You got them for 1 year deals. You know, you figure these guys, and you know how I feel. These guys are playing for the money. I love it when you got a guy playing for
absolutely.
The money.
Absolutely. Both of them.
Yep.
And what I think it also tells you is that Lugo stays in the bullpen.
Yes. Yep.
Unless you're moving Walker to the bullpen, which I doubt.
Nah.
Look, the Mets came into this offseason with a few things they needed to address. One of those key things was starting pitching depth. And, you know, it's sort of weirdly similar to the Yankees. So the Yankees got knocked out because they didn't hit. We all understand that, right? It's not because they didn't have an ace.
Right.
They lost because they didn't hit.
Yep.
You don't simply say, well, we lost because we couldn't hit, so why get an ace just to add bats? You have to look ahead. You've got to predict the future in a way. Yes, the Mets lost last year because of their bullpen, for the most part. It wasn't their rotation. But you got to look ahead. Are you confident that this rotation would stay healthy again? That Michael Walker would just make 30 starts? Are you confident in that? And my answer is no. They need insurance, and they got it. Doesn't mean it was their problem last year. I know it wasn't their problem last year, but it could be their problem in 2020. Do they have to still address the bullpen? Absolutely. I need one more arm at least out of that bullpen. Whether it's Will Harris, who I don't think is signed yet, whether it's Dellin Betances, who does pose some risk too, considering he missed all of last year.
Sure.
I definitely want another arm out of the bullpen, and ideally I'd like a center fielder. I just don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would do the center fielder. I'll tell you why. If you tell me Cohen's money's in play, and he's legitimately going to go after Mookie Betts next year, I'll live with what we got this year. That's how I feel about
that. That's fine.
Why waste any more assets on a guy that if you know that you got a chance to get a guy that's five times better next year?
You know what scares me? And so a couple years ago, the Mets were interested in Andrew McCutchen, right?
Right.
And we both mocked the idea that the Mets wouldn't trade Brandon Nimmo for Andrew McCutchen.
Right.
And I think we'd both agree. Luckily, they didn't make that trade.
Yeah, and Nimmo's turned out to be a pretty decent player.
Decent player. Not a star, but decent player.
No, decent player.
And McCutchen is not, you know, what he used to be. Okay? Still a nice player, but not what he used to be. I'm starting to get nervous about the Nimmo-Marte thing in that, yes, Starling Marte is a better player. No question, right? He's more accomplished, all that. But Starling Marte is also 31. His defense has gone a little bit backwards. And Nimmo, maybe this is the year he puts it all together. He had a kind of a lost year last year. And I'm starting to get... Maybe it's irrational. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to be slapped across the head. I don't know. I'm starting to get a little worried about giving up Nimmo in a deal for Marte. I'm trying to learn from the mistakes that we made in wanting to trade Nimmo for Andrew McCutchen.
You know what? I don't think I would do it, bro. I think I'd leave it alone. Look, I know we don't have a natural center field, and I still think Cespedes is coming back, bro. I really do. He's running now. I've said this all along. Cespedes, you watch. The walk year, he's going to show up because he's going to be playing for the contract.
Yeah. Maybe.
So I look at that, too, and I say, you know, I'll leave it alone. I'll live with not having, you know, Gary Maddox in center field defensively.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Paul Blair. Yeah. I'll live with that right now.
Yeah.
You know? Because we got, you know, that's if you tell me Yoenis is coming back and you're looking at Nimmo and you're looking at Conforto and you're looking at J.D. Davis, you're looking at something here.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not saying they're a World Series favorite or they're even a divisional favorite, but this is not a bad baseball team. They need the bullpen to be better. And it starts
for sure. And I would go after Betances.
Yeah.
Probably get him on a one-year deal, too.
Oh, definitely a one-year deal.
Yeah.
I think there's risk with him because he's getting up there in age.
But he's another guy with something to prove.
Of course.
He's got a chip on his shoulder.
No doubt about it.
So and you know he'd love to show the Yankees, hey, being a Met – kind of, okay, look what you let go.
No, absolutely. They need to add another arm out of the bullpen because, look, no matter who they add out of the pen, as much as this may give you uneasiness, one of the keys to 2020 is going to be Edwin Diaz. It just is.
They need Edwin Diaz to be good. I just got queasy.
No, I know. Me too.
I just saw Lamar Jackson run for 50 yards.
Get ready.
Break two tackles along the way. I can see him now doing like that spin move on, I don't know, Marcus May.
What has a better chance of happening? The Jets winning tonight or Edwin Diaz regaining his form from 2018?
Believe it or not, I have to say Edwin Diaz.
Okay. That's funny. But they need him to be good.
Well, they do.
The thing that's making me uneasy, And Ernie, keep checking Twitter, because this winter meeting thing has been great. I mean, there's deals, there's everything happening.
I'm telling you, and I really believe an edict came down from on high.
Make moves.
Move now.
Yes.
Not wait until February to make moves.
Right. No, maybe you're right.
I mean, because look how quickly it's all happened here. Yeah. Rendon, we didn't even talk about that. Rendon signed with the Angels.
I know. There's a lot going on.
These guys are going now.
Tanner Roark went to the Blue Jays.
Right. That's right.
You know, Yankees signed Gerrit Cole. The Blue Jays say, okay, Tanner Roark.
Right. Exactly.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. What scares me is that they're going to just use Dom Smith as a chip to dump Jed Lowrie. That does bother me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I would rather roll the dice with Jed Lowrie being on this baseball team. I really would.
Yeah, no,
I hate the idea of taking a bad contract before it has a chance to turn around and be good and using more assets to dump it. I hate that. Only in the NBA is
it worth
it. I'll
tell you what, if I could dump Cano's contract with Dominic Smith, I'd do it.
Well, that's yeah.
Because that would change everything. Now maybe Lowry's got a place to play, and you could put McNeil back at second base where he belongs.
Joe, Jed Lowrie has a place to play. It's baseball. Someone's going to get hurt.
No, you're right. But that I would do.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
No, I understand. No, I get it.
I just don't like taking a move that Brody made last year and saying, hey, this was horrible, so let me give up an asset just to trade the contract. Same with Jay Rizfamilia. I will tell you this. I have more confidence in Jed Lowrie having a bounce-back year than Jay Rizfamilia. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't know why. Because
Jed Lowrie's got a history that he's a good player.
Well, so does Familia.
Yeah, but those days are behind him. When's the last time he was good?
No, I
Lowrie, at least, was 2 years ago, was good. He was hurt all last year.
Yeah, this idea, like the Oakland A's, I think Heyman may have tweeted it. Oh, the A's are interested in Jed Lowrie if the Mets
pay. Is Heyman on today?
Oh, yeah, he is on today. We'll ask him.
We'll beat him up a little.
Beat him up a little bit. He or somebody. I forget. I get confused because everybody's tweeting information. I don't know what the hell's going on.
This is why I'm not on Twitter.
No, it's just smart.
I can't get confused.
You're a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Hey, the A's want Jed Lowrie, but they want the Mets to pay for him. Well, hold on a second. If the Mets are paying for Jed Lowrie, how about he play for them?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
How about that
novel
idea?
Right.
But, look, I know that there are a lot of Met fans that will always compare themselves to what the Yankees do. You can't do that. Because you're an average-looking guy trying to compare yourself to Don Juan. Don't do
it.
Right. You're going to come up small.
Right. Or Dove, at least.
Right. You have to look at...
He didn't hear that.
Well, he doesn't pay attention.
I know. He's talking. He's arguing with Ernie.
Yeah. Even right now, we can talk about it.
No, he's saying he's not arguing with Ernie.
You have to look at this roster and say, how do the Mets get better? Right? And I think we all agreed. You said it a million times last year. It starts with the bullpen.
Okay,
and it does.
Of course.
Now, it's not as simple as just go sign three relievers because relieving is so up and down. A lot of the Met improvement out of their bullpen is going to have to be from guys who are already here, starting with Edwin Diaz. The other thing they need to do is they need to improve their defense, and they've got to secure their rotation so that if there are injuries, they're not starting Walker Lockett. No offense to him. That's what they've got to secure. They've done it with the rotation. They haven't done it with the bullpen. And they did it slightly with the defense by bringing in Mariznick, who's a good defensive center fielder. This offseason doesn't need to be about stars. It really doesn't. Would I love for them to have signed Anthony Rendon and Gerrit Cole? Wasn't going to happen. Next year, the winter of 2020 into 2021, yes. Yeah.
Mookie Betts has to be here.
You know why, Joe? Because not only are you going to have Stevie Cohen's beautiful money, you're going to have guys that fit. Yeah. Mookie Betts fits. He's the guy.
Right.
Ed Cespedes' contract is gone.
Right. No, that's right,
it's
too.
Gone.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's out.
So I know our knee-jerk reaction
after he wins the MVP.
Well, that's okay. We have to agree right now. Even if Cespedes has a great year, he's gone at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Of course.
We move on.
No. There's no question about it.
Right now.
Win me a World Series on the way out.
That'd be great.
We'll throw you a little party. Maybe you get a statue, too.
Oh, definitely. You win a World Series, everybody gets a statue.
Right.
So I got to admit, when I saw the Porcello news, I feel good. I like him for a bounce back here. I like the fact he starts every 5 days. And I like the fact that one of the things that really concerned me coming into last year was their pitching depth. And I feel better about their pitching depth today.
But don't be trading some starter pitching.
Well, that changes everything.
Don't be doing that.
That changes
what
everything.
What are you doing?
Well, the one thing I'll throw at you. I'll throw it at you.
What am I getting?
I'm
only trading, if I'm doing that, it's either Stroman or Matz.
Well, that's who I was getting at. Not Stroman, but Steven Matz.
Yeah,
because
right. I'd consider it.
Here's why.
I'm not adverse to that.
Steven
Matz.
What
am I getting?
Well, that's the key to everything, right? The key to everything is what are you getting back? But I could see Matz as a lefty who's got team control, who's young in a world in which starting pitching is costing so much. I could see a team overpaying for him.
Yeah.
And if that's
and
the case,
Stroman's going into his walk year as well, isn't
right?
He?
He's a free agent,
so another guy you want to keep.
But remember, Cohen's money is coming, and if Stroman earns his way back here, maybe the Mets bring him back. Who knows?
Right.
Or maybe they don't. I don't know. But Matz could be the guy that would fetch me something intriguing. But I'm not saying I'm trading Steven Matz. I'm saying let me hear what they got. I'm open to anything. I mean, you always have to be open to making your team better. But assuming they don't move anyone from this rotation, they gave themselves starting pitching depth. I like it.
Yep.
They got
depth. I'm in. I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Rick Porcello's a Met.
Yep.
It's weird because when we go into the offseason, realistically, forget about Anthony Rendon, Bryce Harper, guys like that. You have these average to decent players that you say, hey, I'd like for the Mets or the Yankees, if you're a Yankee fan, to go get. And this was one of my guys. So I'm very happy that they brought him in because he fits that bill. He starts every 5 days. Now, knock on wood that he doesn't, you know, have some weird injury and misses half the year.
There's always that possibility.
Which would be very Mets-like.
It's always a good possibility for the Mets.
But I don't know why. I know he had a 5 ERA last year. I get it. I know he was terrible last year. I have a good feeling about him in the National League on a one-year deal back in the air.
I love those one-year deals. You know, Charlie Finley had it right 100 years ago. When he said everybody gets a one-year contract.
Yeah.
He's right. Because then you'd have everybody always playing for the money.
Here's the problem with that. Jacob DeGrom would have been gone years ago.
Well, I understand.
He'd have been a Yankee.
Maybe. But you
no,
know what?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it's a total. But who knows what the world is if everybody's only getting one-year deals, too.
Yeah. I get it. There's no familiarity if that
well,
happens.
Well, the problem with that is, right, you can't really – you fall in love with that.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Right. We get attached to players, and you wouldn't
They're
be able
gonna
to
They're going to come and go all the time.
Yep. Busy show today. We'll preview the Jet game with Brian Costello, who's still – I don't know if he likes us, but is –
No, it wasn't me. It was me. I mean, we got into it.
Do you think he still likes you?
I'm always coming on.
Yeah, but it could be because he's paid to.
Well,
it could be.
You know. Well, I love Costello. Look, I hope that Brian understands, and I will say this to him. I got nothing personal with you. I like you a lot. I think you do a great job. I read your column all the time. You know, I have great respect. So I can understand that. You know, but he's got to understand one thing with me how I feel about the Jets. As the great Michael, the late great Michael Corleone once said, he said, it's not personal. It's strictly business.
That's right. Brian's going to join us, Paul DeTino, on the mess that is the New York Giants, and the great John Heyman. The great John Heyman.
DeTino, that's right. DeTino's going.
And DeTino, too. Right. We'll get to your calls next on the fallout of Gerrit Cole being a Yankee and the Mets making some moves. 877-337-6666. Beningo and Roberts here in the midday till 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.